This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
I was like, why can't I hear myself? There we go. Sometimes I wonder, because I can kind of hear myself on the outside of my headphones. That makes sense.
Like, yeah.
Like through my headphones. And I'm like, wait, can you guys hear me? Can you not? Then I realize you can't hear me. Amateur, y'all. I've been doing this for 55 years now. Still can't figure this out. What's up? Welcome to your Thursday show, everybody. Jess out today. Well, she is sick. And let me see if I have this audio for you. I could tell by the end of yesterday's show that, like, Jess wasn't coming in today. We were recording promos. Like, we record these promos. I don't have the audio pulled up. But we record promos that run throughout the rest of the day that say, hey, tomorrow on the show, we're going to do this and that and this, you know? And listening back after we recorded them, poor Jess was like, tomorrow on the show, we got a $1,000 minute coming up. And I'm like, we ain't got no show tomorrow with Jess. So poor Jess is just sick. So send Jess your well wishes. Speaking of Jess, I had, like, when Jess isn't here, it's the show is different.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly for the worse.
We're already lacking the fun Jess energy we need.
It's just not here. I will tell you, like, Jess is definitely like the mom of the show. Like, like Charlotte and I are just, we're like two kids.
Like, we're like misbehaving teenagers.
We're the kids that got sent to the principal's office.
Yeah.
So when Jess isn't here, just know, like, a lot of the show today will probably be a little unhinged because there's no checks and balances. There's no one here to tell us no. So we're like, hey,
should we throw a party?
We should.
Yeah.
Mom's not here. But I talk about having, like, you ever have these kind of dreams where you wake up and you're like, yay. And then you realize it's not true. I had a dream last night that I couldn't sleep at all. I slept terribly last night. I saw midnight on the clock. That's how bad.
That's when you know.
Of a night's sleep that I was getting. So I took some melatonin around midnight just so I could get some sleep. And melatonin dreams are always a little bit kooky. So one of the dreams that I had, though, was I got a call from Jess, and she was like, hey, great news. I'm feeling so much better. I'm coming in. And I was like, yay, like, the show's going to be good. I'm so happy. I'm so glad Jess is coming in. And then, of course, I woke up, and I'm like, no, it was just a dream. She's actually sick, and she's not going to be
here. It was only just a dream.
Just a dream, man. Just a dream. So, hey, we're going to have fun, though. Thank you for being here on Juneteenth.
Now. Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess being out, Charlotte is in the top three today.
Number three.
The Maryland Zoo is offering special passes to see their new giraffe calf, Titali. She was just born on March 27th and has been bonding with her mom inside of the giraffe house, which was closed to the public until just now recently. The passes are going to be $25 or $20 for zoo members, and you can reserve them at themarylandzoo.org or buy them at the gate. But there's only going to be 200 passes a day, and they're first come, first serve. Proceeds support giraffe care at the zoo and conservation work in 21 African countries. So this is a great excuse to go to the zoo.
That's super cute. Love that.
Number two.
Baskin-Robbins is offering parents $1.99 scoops, and this is how you can redeem this limited-time offer. It's through the Reward app for reward members, and it's available weekdays only, so you just have to sign up, and you can treat yourself or your kids to a scoop, but you got to make sure that you're part of that rewards program. But it's going to be running through June 27th, so you got a few more, another week or so to take advantage of that. Yeah.
How are we feeling, by the way, parents? Today, for a lot of you guys, is like the first day of summer. And I just don't know how intimidating that must feel when you're like, yo, we got to do this for the next about 10 weeks or so.
Yeah.
I'd be listening, like if I was listening right now to the radio, I'd be like, yo, all right, so zoo check. That's one day. All right, Baskin Robbins, we can go over there. But then, like, what are we going to do for the next 9 weeks and, like, 3 days? Cause I just don't know what it feels like. Like, Charlotte doesn't have kids, and I don't have kids. Like, what does summer feel like right now? Maybe, actually, you're excited. I just don't know what the first couple of days, because most of you that have kids are right now at the very beginning of the summer. Maybe you're excited your kids are out. I don't know if you're, like, you're... To me, it just seems like it'd be a really intimidating time of year where you're kind of like, what do I do with them now that like they're home? Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you're excited that they're there. Maybe, I don't know what the vibe is.
Number one.
The internet is abuzz talking about Jeremy Allen White because the trailer for the Springsteen biopic movie was just released and he has been completely transformed. Everyone is saying that listening to it, they thought it actually was Bruce Springsteen. And it turns out he's done a lot of training to be able to capture Springsteen's gritty Jersey vocals. Springsteen himself praised White, calling him a terrific actor who sings very well. So fans of The Boss, this one's for you. It'll be coming out in a few months.
I feel like it'd be intimidating to play somebody that iconic, you
definitely
know?
Definitely.
Like to play a normal character, fine. But to have I think playing a superhero would be really intimidating. Anybody has a huge fan base, yeah. You know, obviously a Bruce Springsteen type, Elton John, any of the biopics would be big. I don't know what would be worse, honestly. Do you think it'd be more intimidating, now that I think through this, would it be more intimidating, do you think, to be like a legendary figure, like a Bruce Springsteen? Or do you think it'd be harder and more intimidating to be a superhero, knowing the fandom that's going to come after you afterwards?
I would be scared for both.
Because like the nerds, man, the nerds for these superhero movies.
They're savage.
Like if you mess up a Batman movie, I don't know that you can, like, make it out alive of that.
They'll never forget
They'll
you.
They'll never forget you. We're like, I don't know, Bruce Springsteen fans, like, they might let you off the hook, but I feel like you mess up a Batman movie.
And also a biopic where the subject is still alive and going to see it and, like,
that's
perceive
true.
You
that's
as
true.
Them. That is so much pressure.
That's a lot. That's a lot of pressure, man. All right, Charlotte's in for our top three today here on Mix 106.5. Good morning, everybody. Which one of your favorite movies that came out this week back in 2001, did the director basically admit that he lost interest and gave up halfway through? But, like, we love this movie. Like, I don't even know when I tell you this. Can you even conceive when you think about this? Like, what? He gave up? Like, but it was so good. Let's talk about it with our Throwback Thursday segment. With Jess being out, Charlotte, you have to give me your maximum enthusiasm.
I got you.
And what I hate about this segment is because, you know, Charlotte and Jess are so much younger than me. When they're like, I never even heard this song before. Like, I wasn't even born when that song came out. And if you've never done Throwback Thursday with us, by the way, we just go back and we listen to songs that were number one this week here in Maryland. In previous years, then we'll go back to that moment in pop culture history and see, like, did you know that this movie was like, the director just quit, basically? 2016, today, the number one song in Maryland was Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good creeping up on you, so just this dance. Song still kind of haunts me.
Can't Stop the Feeling, Can't Stop the World Tour.
Don't get me wrong, great song. There's just some songs when you work in radio that like haunt you.
Yeah.
This is one of them because it's so chipper. Just know this. If there's a really happy song like this, Happy by Pharrell's another one.
Yeah.
It will drive radio DJs crazy after a while.
Yeah, because it just gets played it so just, much. And retail workers too. I bet they get it too. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
All right, 2005, Mariah Carey had the number one song today in Maryland with We Belong Together. Still, Mariah was killing at this point, right? I saw a TikTok with her last night where on her current tour she's doing, are she on residency right now? Whatever she's doing right now. Her teleprompters now have to like tell her when to say like, all right, give it up, crowd. Put your hands up. Like, it literally tells her like all the prompts that she has to do for like crowd
That's
interaction
funny.
And everything. Yeah. 1999, what year were you born?
96.
Okay, so Charlotte was three when
But the very last day.
We were, okay, so Charlotte was two when we were all living La Vida Loca. This was still when Ricky Martin was straight. We were like,
not during Pride Month.
No, I know. We were like, I don't think so, Ricky. I'm so glad he can just be himself now, let's be honest. Like,
yeah, live that La Vida Loca.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously, live his true crazy life. Y'all, this week back in 2001, it was, and Charlotte, just don't say anything yet. We're going to get to what, I know what you're going to say.
Oh, God.
But just don't say it yet.
Okay.
I'll get to your point in a second. This week back in 2001, Jurassic Park, The Lost World came out, okay? The sequel to Jurassic Park. It roared into theaters, some might say. Massive sequel, right? We love Jurassic Park, most of us. Not Charlotte. We'll get to that in a second. Massive box office hit, right? We all went to go see Jurassic Park. We were dying to see this movie. I love the Jurassic Park series. I think there's a new one coming out this summer, actually in a couple of weeks. Well, Steven Spielberg admits that he actually kind of lost interest halfway through filming this movie and actually let post-production finish the movie because he was just kind of over it, which like kind of makes it kind of disheartening. Like, you're
That's
Steven
wild.
Spielberg. Like you are, like, you're the guy. Like, you are the guy. And knowing that, like, that's such a big franchise, to know that he, like, gave up on it. Now, I will say, in all the franchise, probably number two was not the best one, but, like, damn, he gave up. By the way, that movie had, like, no CGI. All those dinosaurs were animatronics. So, like, it was a 9-ton T-Rex that they used to like chase after the actual actors, which is just terrifying.
Man,
now.
I love practical effects.
You know what I mean?
They just
the good old days.
Different.
The good old days. Okay, Charlotte, go ahead and say it.
I've never seen any of the Jurassic Park
which
movies.
Is crazy. Is Charlotte the only human in Maryland that's never seen Jurassic Park? She said that to me yesterday when I said that there was a new Jurassic Park movie coming out. She's like, I've never seen Jurassic Park. I'm like, you've never.
It's not intentional. Like, I'll go watch it this weekend.
That's crazy to me. How have you been alive and never seen Jurassic Park? Happy Juneteenth, everybody. It's a really super important day. A lot of people actually have the day off. It's a federal holiday, in case you don't know that. Here's, and I want this to be a super honest and safe place to be able to just to be 100% honest with us with no judgment. Do you actually know what Juneteenth is all about? Because full transparency, a couple of years ago, I could not have even answered that question. Honestly, if you asked me maybe in 2019, 2020, if you said, what is Juneteenth? You know, as a white guy, I'd have been like, I literally have no idea what Juneteenth is. And I grew up with people of all types, you know, I don't think I'd even heard the word Juneteenth. And now that it's a federal holiday, I think in 2021, it became a federal holiday. But even today, 1 in 8 people in Maryland still don't know what Juneteenth's all about, is kind of crazy. Like, Charlotte, do you know, honestly, what Juneteenth is, like, as what we're actually celebrating today? Like, full transparency. Like, you don't have to feel like, oh, yeah, of course I know what it is. Like, just, do you actually know what the day's all about?
So I had, like, a general idea, I thought, yesterday, but then we were talking more about it, and I didn't know, like, the full history of, like, the island of Galveston.
Yeah.
And, like, how that was, because it was an island, they didn't know about the Emancipation Proclamation
right.
until later than everyone else. Like, I didn't realize that they were the final people
yeah.
to ever be freed.
Sure.
So I learned the true full meaning yesterday because I thought it was more of a general celebration of the end of slavery.
So don't feel bad. I mean, that's not the point of this segment. If you're that 1 in 8 people here in the state, they're like, listen, I gotta be honest with you, like, I don't exactly know what this is all about today, but I know the word, because let's even think back, we've made a lot of progress. They were talking about Juneteenth today, and they were said even back before this was a federal holiday in 2021, only 1 in 4 people could even tell you what Juneteenth was all about. So that means like 25% of people knew what it was about.
I never used to hear the word even.
That's what I'm saying. It's come a long way. So let's kind of talk about just really quick what Juneteenth is all about. So let's go back to January 1st, 1863. President Lincoln said, listen, slavery abolished. Cool. Yay. We love that. Cool. Awesome. Yay. Everyone's like, we're cool, except for the slaves in Galveston, Texas. They didn't have any idea. They had literally no idea. For 2.5 years, they literally were still slaves because the news didn't get to them. Slave owners were like, yo, don't even worry about the news. Y'all are still slaves. Terrible, right? Awful. Well, eventually, like, they marched into Galveston, Texas. They were like, yo, by the way, slavery's over. Y'all don't have to do this anymore. So the official last day of slavery, technically, was that 2.5 years later, which was June 19th, 1865, Juneteenth, June 19th, Juneteenth, which is now today why we celebrate and why it's a national holiday. So now you know. I think it's important for us to actually not just keep saying Juneteenth like everybody knows, but like, let's just keep educating, because I mean, 1 in 8 still don't know. So it's an important day. Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
And happy Juneteenth.
I just want to say this too, because Charlotte asked the question, and this is not to call you out, but I think it's also important to say, she goes, are we allowed to say happy Juneteenth? Like,
no, yeah.
Is that a thing?
You know how the other day you were talking about how it really bothers you when people say happy Memorial
it does.
Day.
It does.
So I was like wondering if it was a similar thing where it's like, do you say, but yeah, it is a celebratory
thing, right? Like the end of slavery, man. That's what we're doing today, right? It's a big deal. It's a big day. It's a big day to celebrate. It's a happy day. The end of slavery here in America. Yes, it's a good day to celebrate. So happy Juneteenth, everybody. And hope that if we educated one person in this segment, then that's great. That's what we did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a female's perspective on something really quick. I thought what I was doing was going to be attractive to females, but apparently with what one of my friends got in my head last night, like maybe I'm actually heading in the opposite direction. So welcome to the show, by the way. Jess is out. I wish that she was here, but Charlotte's here and you're here. So thank you for doing that. Y'all, today, for the very first time in my adult life, I'm going to go get Botox. Which is kind of a vulnerable thing for me to talk about, so allow me the space to feel a little uncomfortable with this conversation. Yes, me, a 42-year-old man, I'm going to get Botox for the very first time today. I am, on the surface level, am going to get it for medical reasons. Mm-hmm. In case you're new to the show, I got jumped in downtown Baltimore like about a year, almost, we're getting close to 2 years now.
I've had this chronic dizziness ever since then, and we're trying different things to help it. And Botox actually could be a solution for some of this dizziness. Now, let me be honest with you. 51% of me wants to get Botox for medical reasons. 49% of me is curious for glamorous reasons to see if it could help some of these, you know, lines that are coming into my face rapidly. So I was telling one of my friends last night, she was like, what are you doing? What are you doing tomorrow? So a lot of people have the day off and you're for Juneteenth. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I go to the show and then I'm going to get Botox afterwards.
Yeah.
She's like, you're getting Botox? I'm like, yeah. She's like, don't ever tell anybody that you're getting Botox. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, especially.
It's a little shamey.
Yeah, no, I was like, really? Like, come on, it's 2025. We're not shaming people no more. She's like, yeah, don't ever, like, especially anybody you're going to date, like don't tell a woman that you have Botox. And I'm like, is it really that bad? Like, a guy that gets Botox, is that, from a woman's perspective, if you find out that a guy gets Botox, is that attractive because he's a guy that takes, and because here I am, right? I'm a man of the future. I'm a you know what I mean?
Like a modern man.
I'm a modern man, yeah. Taking care of himself. It's a little self-care time. Or are you like, guys that get Botox, just text me your initial, you can't call because our phones are messed up. I would love for this to be a phone call, but you can't call. Initial reaction, a guy that gets Botox, just text us the first word that comes to your mind, 410-583-1065. God, I wish Jess was here today. Charlotte, just initial word, guy that gets Botox. What's the first word that comes to your mind?
Zoolander. I'm picturing you coming in tomorrow and making the Zoolander face at me.
Is it bad?
Be
honest.
I want to say that I'm so, like, accepting and cool, and I'm just like, oh, that's so chill. Love yourself. Yeah. But I'm like, a little bit, I'm like,
is it bad?
Is it giving shallow?
Is it shallow?
No, but like,
no, be honest. I don't sugarcoat it.
If we're taking out the medical context, yes. I have to say that because that sounds horrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's shallow.
But also, you know my type when it comes to men. Yeah. I don't know. That's so far from my type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would.
So you
the
meet
kind
a guy
of man that gets Botox.
You meet a guy and he's like, you find out he gets Botox instantly. It's a no for you.
I'm just like, what if his face won't move? Like, we have to be able to smile together. Like, I don't really plan on getting Botox. So like, you have to be wrinkly with me one
right.
day. Like, I don't want to be the only wrinkly one.
So I don't bring it up. You say like, I should not bring that fact up. That if I meet a woman and conversation goes that way, I should not let her know that I have Botox.
I don't know if it would be the first fact I'd drop about myself on a date.
I'm calling it Brotox because it makes me feel like more masculine about it. Like, yo, it's Brotox. It's going to feel like...
Okay,
like,
I coined that, but...
Yeah, I know. It's a thing. It makes me feel like, yo, I'm like, it's Brotox. Okay, so we just ask you, like, what's your initial reaction? One word... What are people saying? Because you can't call today, unfortunately. Our phones are broken. It's, you know, it's Juneteenth. It's a federal holiday. Jess is out. It's just a weird day on the show today. Charlotte, let's run through some of these words. I'm sure they're all going to be wildly positive.
So positive.
People love to lift me up on this show. That's usually how it goes.
There was one very nice comment telling you that it's common and not to feel weird about it.
Okay.
And then that was promptly followed up by many one-word texts saying, quote, midlife crisis.
Okay.
Kendall.
And listen, hang on. Midlife crisis, there may be some truth to that. 40s are weird, and everyone in their 40s know that's a little bit weird. Okay. What?
That's a pretty low-key midlife crisis, though, if
that's
you think
fair.
About it.
Yeah.
Okay. Kendall.
Okay. I am a little bit. Charlotte and I were joking about that. Like, if I come in tomorrow and I look crazy, you guys have to be supportive because you have to remember this is somewhat medical. It's mostly, it's 51% medical, okay?
Yes. Okay. Insecure.
Nice. Yeah. I think there's some truth to this. There is absolutely some insecurity to it. Yeah. There are no lies. There's no lies here.
Someone just said LOL to the Botox.
Yeah.
Someone said self-care.
Thank you, right?
That's nice.
Can't we appreciate a man that wants to have a wrinkleless face? Is there no appreciation? Be honest about that. Is there no appreciation for a man that says, I just want to have a smooth face at age 42. Like, I feel like that's becoming a lost art.
Ooh, new one just dropped. Desperate.
Wow.
What do you think the world's going to be like in 2065?
Oh, man.
Like 40 years from now. Like, what do you think the world's going to be like? I mean, it's something that Gen Z's got to think about, man. It's something I guess I still got to think about at this point, too. They asked this question online, like what people think, and they actually went around and polled people. Just some things that popped out to me that I think that are kind of interesting about this survey. They think the average house cost, are you ready for this? $682,000 will be the average house cost. And I would say in Maryland, this is like a national survey, I would think that's going to be even higher because our house pricing here is so much crazier. So like, I mean, here now, even recently I've been looking, I live down in Columbia. If you can find a house, like I have a friend that's buying a house right now. Her house is like $700,000. I'm like, it's like a 3-bedroom house, like a pretty average three-bedroom house, $700,000. I would expect this area, Baltimore, Columbia, Towson area, 7-8. I mean, we may be seeing like $1 million houses being somewhat normal by 2065. Listen, I hope not.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still renting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it went into too. Like, do you think you're going to own a house at some point?
At this rate?
Because Charlotte's like, she's 28. I'm 42. So like, we're kind of in different generations. Only 35% of people who don't own a home now believe they ever will.
It's really sad.
And
honestly,
Now 25% of people expect they're going to rent for the rest of their life. A quarter of people. And we're talking about what people expect life to be like in 2065, 40 years from now.
I think we're going to see a lot more community living because of that, and like intergenerational families living together.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're seeing that now.
Yeah. Like I could see me and my friends like who aren't in relationships, like all getting together to buy a house maybe or something. Like if it gets to that point.
Here's some good news, though, is that people think in 2065, the average work week is going to be closer to 30 hours a week than it will be to 40 hours a week.
Hmm.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like your generation, like the younger generation, y'all are like, listen, we ain't trying to work. Like, we ain't trying to put in this many hours. And I love that, by the way. My dad's generation was like, 80 hours a week, kids. Like,
yeah.
And then my generation was like, all right, like we're gonna do 40, but like we're not happy about it. Y'all's generation is like, yo, can we work from home? And
but
like
on the flip side, it's because a lot of us have to have multiple jobs.
That's true.
How do you think we're gonna pay for our $7 million house? You know,
true.
we need the multiple 30-hour jobs so we can even afford to live.
Another prediction about 2065 is that we're gonna be run 100% by a digital currency. Like there will be no paper currency. Like we're gonna be just Venmoing, Apple Pay, like whatever. Like we won't have. I agree. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I actually had a paper anything in my hand, like a transaction of cash or check. I mean, very rarely do I actually use any type of paper currency as it is now.
I actually used to have it a lot because I worked at the dispensary before here, so I got tips, but.
That's where we found Charlotte, by the way, the dispensary. You want to be a radio producer?
Oh, my
that's
God.
Where, that's
that
where you got to be.
That is not true. I worked very hard.
I went in to buy some marijuana, and that's where we found Charlotte.
Are you even allowed to say that?
I'm just kidding. Let's see. By the way, households, I think, will be run by AI technology. Like, and I hope that does happen. I want to be Jetsons by then, man. I'm not trying to do one chore by 2065. I want to come in and have that little robot maid, you know, that comes in and just, like, does all my chores for me.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.